Now live over the phone this morning from Casper and the state track and field event going on this weekend. That's Coach Phil Thatcher of the Kemmer Ranger track and field team. Coach, good morning. How's Casper today?
Easy already, but good. There's no snow on the ground, so we'll take it.
We were just talking about that, Phil, and obviously in years past, and sometimes it's very rainy and sometimes snowy at state track. This year it seems to be the topic is going to be wind, and expecting quite some wind gusts today. Is that the discussion that the coaches have had?
Yeah, you know, they've already moved up the 2A pole vault to 9 this morning and 11 this morning. They were supposed to be at 11 and 1, but they're worried about those winds. So they've already moved some events around trying to avoid the big stuff this afternoon. But I think, you know, everybody's got to run and jump in it. So whatever, bring it on and we're going to go.
What's the biggest impact do you think the wind has? Especially, I mean, you talked about the pole vault, but I'm thinking throwing. I mean, is the wind going to be at their backs? Are we throwing into the wind today? And then, of course, you run around that track, you got to be running into the wind at some point. So, I mean, is there anything that can be done to adjust against that?
Well, the biggest thing, and I tell our kids all the time, the biggest advantage Kemmer has is we run at elevation. We're at 7,000 feet, and the wind's always 30, 40 mile an hour. And so for us, I think your mental approach to the wind and just say, hey, it's here, and we're just going to go compete in it and not let it bother you or frustrate you. It's just part of the race. But you're right. You know, the biggest thing, I think, is in the hurdles. Today we've got the 300 hurdles. They're going to take off going right into it. And so that could mess with your steps a little bit. Even if you're used to running in it, you still got to deal with it. And if it's 35, 40 mile an hour gusts, I mean, it's just a lot of wind. So that's a big one. Sometimes your relays, depending on the relay zone and the 4x1 we've got today, your exchange steps will change a little bit. So you have to adjust a little bit, but in the end, you just got to do it.
Phil, let's talk about how the Rangers and Lady Rangers did yesterday, getting things started off yesterday afternoon, and then what's on tap for you here this morning and later on today.
So started off pretty good yesterday. Ariane Dearden came in with the sixth place in the 3200. Did really well. She moved up a couple spots in that one. Boys medley took seventh. Girls medley took second. So that was good. You know, coming off a really solid regional performance last weekend, and we're continuing to do it today. Lainey Walker made the finals in the 100 hurdles. She's the number one seed right now, going into that for Saturday. So some good things. Just kind of starting up. Today is a big day for us for positioning and seeing what kind of points we can gather today and then for tomorrow in finals.
Coach Phil Thatcher, Kemmer Ranger Track and Field, joining us this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Coach, tell us some of the individuals that we hope to be hearing from over this weekend and some maybe boys and girls that you have high hopes for individually in this one.
You bet. You know, individually, we've got Lainey Walker, who last year was a four-time state champion in her event. She's sitting really good to repeat that. And so we're looking for big things from her. She's a good athlete. Natasha Martinez has really turned on this year. And in the 200, she's got a chance to win that one. Individually, Erilyn Erickson has been looking really tough in her 800. We're hoping for a couple of surprise performances, you could say. They're sitting like number 9 and 10 right now. But Ella Thatcher in the 400 and Tyler Thatcher in the 800. You know, a couple of those girls have to produce some points if we're going to catch Big Piney. That's kind of our goal. Right now we're sitting second. We're wanting to catch Big Piney. They're sitting first by probably about 10 points. And so we got to make up some room somewhere. And some of those girls are going to have to surprise us a little bit. And in our throws, Derek Hagler on the boys' side has a chance to win both the disc and the shot. If he comes out performs solid, he can do that. And Nadia Runyon and Kylie Price in the disc could really give us some much-needed points as well for the girls. So, you know, yesterday I forgot to say that Bowman Sandel ran a PR in the 3200, and he placed seventh, and that was a huge win. He was seated like 10th or 11th. So to come in and play seventh as a sophomore did a good job. So, yeah, we've got a bunch of individuals doing some really good things.
Phil, as you look at the team race and stuff, as I just kind of look at the team standings after day one, and I know it's – It's obviously in flux right up until the last couple of seconds of the last event. But right now, it's always it's such a chess match between the two sides of the state as the top teams come together, but also some of the top individuals from even from any of the teams as they kind of throw their hat into the ring. What do you expect as far as the team race is concerned for the boys and girls in 2A and how that might shake out?
Well, on the boys' side, it's just so East dominated right now. You know, especially by Bighorn, they are so fast this year. They're 100, 200, and they're 4x1s and medleys. They are such a good team. So really, on the boys' side, Bighorn is way out in front, and everybody else is just kind of chasing them. I would expect, if things work out how they're supposed to, you're probably going to see the top six teams come from the east side of the state. They've just got such an advantage in the speed side of things. I think our boys can be the highest placing west side team, and I think we can get up into that sixth, seventh spot. We got to have some kids do some things, but we're kind of playing catch up to the east this year. And then on the girls side, it's kind of us and Big Piney chasing that title again. You know, if things work again, there's always things that happen, but right now it looks like we're kind of the top two, and then you have about three or four east side teams, and then Rocky Mountain is right there, but they're between third and fifth place is only about 10 points, third and sixth place. So there's a lot of teams fighting for that spot right now, and we're hoping just to stay out of that and keep running for the championship.
Coach, you talk about those potential possibilities, and maybe the girls can win this thing. You're hoping for the boys to be in position for a good spot. How would you define a successful weekend at State Track and Field for your program as a whole? What would you expect to see and say, you know what, that was a great weekend for us, and how would you define that?
So I think for the boys, it's a little bit different than the girls. For the boys, we're pretty inexperienced, even though we've got some juniors and seniors as far as state competing. My biggest thing for the boys is, do we come out and do our job? Do we come out and perform our best? We'll worry about the scoreboard later. Like, I'm not as worried about the scoreboard with my boys. They just need to come and be on a big stage and perform. And so far, they're doing that. You know, and even if they place 10th in their event, don't get any points, but they PR, that's all I'm concerned about right now. So I think next year is really a year where our boys jump forward. But our girls are in a different position, and they've been in a different position for a couple years now. And we always, you know, we want to do our job, but we also want to get points too. We'd really like to come in with that title. So, and I think success for the girls is staying in that top two and not dropping any spots.
Phil, I'm going to kind of take a different direction here on this next question. There's so much discussion and excitement about different industries and potential growth in South Lincoln and Cameron and Diamondville area. Is that conversation spilled over into the halls of Cameron Junior Senior High School? And if so, what's kind of the discussion there about what the future might hold?
Well, we talk about it, but we really don't know. And I think everybody I talk to, and just my own personal feelings, I think as far as school goes, my personal feeling is I don't know if the real growth is going to happen for another 4 or 5 years. I think we're going to have a lot of workers coming in. I think we're going to see a lot of infrastructure going up, you know, as far as that nuclear plant, different things made with the coal mine. And, of course, out at Exxon, I think they're expanding a little bit. So I don't know what the influx of kids is going to be right then. But I think here in 3 or 4 years, you start getting some of those permanent job holders moving in, and we get the housing built. The exciting thing, I think, is that there's a couple of different housing developments going up. We might get a couple hundred new homes built in Cameron. That's really what we're missing right now, is just places for people to live, because right now they stay in the surrounding communities and drive to Cameron because there's just more housing there. And that's fine. We're not going to be able to hold everybody, but, man, we'd sure like to keep some of those folks in our town. And so I think it's exciting about the building of new structures and just the idea of expansion a little bit. It's nice to see that rolling forward. And so I think everybody's cautiously excited. We're just waiting to see how it pans out. Because in Wyoming as a whole, that boom-bust cycle is kind of a phantom that you chase sometimes. But this one looks like it's pretty certain that it's coming. It's just when. You know, there's always delays and different things. So I think there's cautious excitement about the growth that could happen.
Yeah, certainly we'll be interested to watch and see how that impacts the high school and the junior high school and the academic and athletic programs. So, Phil Thatcher, right. Phil Thatcher, thank you so much for your time, and good luck to you, the staff, and all your student athletes in Casper this weekend.